Dictation for Pamela Louise, PAMELA LEWIS, date of service 2/15/2022, date of birth 3/19/93, date of accident June 15, 2021. Ms. Pamela Louise present here for a follow-up evaluation. Allegedly, she was rear-ended in an automobile accident causing various symptoms that include headaches, dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of memory, lack of concentration, focus, and fearful of the event and blood vision. And in addition, patient has suffered from severe pain in the neck. Originally, she used to have pain in the lower back with radiculopathy of the right leg, as well as pain across the lower back and in the front, in the pelvic area. Her vagina was also called numb. Severe pain in the right knee and right shoulder was also complained of. At this time, patient reports that her pains are continuing to the tune of 9 to 10 in all of these areas. And there is 30% relief, and her headaches are continuing. They are mostly occipital region, and she is off work at this time. Mood is affected 10, and general activity, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 9. Walking ability and work is affected 8. And work and relationship with other people are affected 7. In the system review, patient reports that she's suffering from severe headaches associated with difficulty sleeping, poor grades at work, anxiety, depression, and chronic fatigue. However, there's no associated dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, and patient reports loss of memory and nightmares because of this. She has not lost any balance, but there is a lack of focus reported. In the pain and numbness, patient reports ongoing pain in the right shoulder, right knee, right hip, and neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, along with nerve pain, pins and needles in the right leg, and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports of nausea, vomiting, constipation, denies any diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GE, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, or frequency, or difficulty swallowing. In the GE, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency of urination, or painful urination, or blood in the urine. In the respiratory, patient reports no coughing. In the respiratory, patient does complain of coughing and asthma, but there is no trouble breathing, chest pain, or shortness of breath. The pain level has remained the same so far in the last 30 days, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, or hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma is reported. Current pain medication is Ortram 100. However, the patient reported this is not able to take care of her headaches. And substance abuse, patient reports marijuana, no other chemical. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medicine regimen. And physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 160/89, pulse is 85, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 1/24/2022, dictation number 0124-071. The diagnosis remains the same plan of care. I reviewed all the MRIs that patient has brought. Her MRI from M1 Imaging regarding the brain with neuroquant FWI shows a few scattered white matter, predominantly subcortical, hyperintensity on T2 and FLIR weighted imaging, which are non-specific. However, different diagnosis is trauma, traumatic brain injury, or vasculitis, or migraine headache. The patient will be referred to a neurologist for helping with the diagnosis. A video nystagmogram is also ordered to be done. Condition assessment is done. And MRI for right shoulder showed grade 1 slap tear of the glenoid labrum, and the patient is advised to have some injections to the shoulder joint. MRI of the lumbar spine was completely normal. MRI for cervical spine has a 3 mm central disc herniation leading to the encroaching on epidural space without any central canal stenosis. Since the patient is complaining a lot of pain, shooting to the neck, in the head, which is advised that patient may benefit from a surgical epidural steroid injection, and that will be scheduled soon. Regarding a persisting pain in the sacral iliac joint, it is believed that patient has a bilateral sacral iliac joint involvement, and it may be possible to diagnose this correctly and also for therapeutic reason to try two times of the sacral iliac joint injections. And with this, the patient should get reasonable help. She is provided with Furoscid 1 to 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75, tablet gabapentin 90 tablets, 1 every 8 hours, 600 milligrams. In addition, Narco 5 milligram every day, PRN basis, 30 tablets are given for headache relief and also for general relief. The patient does report she is very panicky and she has a hard time lying down for injections, but we have comforted her and calmed her down. She is also taking naproxen, Elavil and Skelaxin at this time. Thank you.